Now, joining me on the line, we have Cottle O'Reilly, who is here to talk to us about his online mental health campaign, Too Many Lives. Good morning, Cottle, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
So, can you give us a bit of a background to this campaign that you've started?
The background is fairly simple, Carl, really. Sometimes at Christmas time, mental health can be a little bit lost in terms of people tend to sometimes not think about it or forget about it. We have World Mental Health Awareness Day, which is a fantastic day every October, 10th of October. But unfortunately, when it comes to Christmas, we're just so busy with life, with family, with everything else. Sometimes the message does get lost about mental health. So we started this campaign, hashtag Too Many Lives, to really encourage people to, if they're feeling under weather or anything like that this Christmas, to, you know, speak openly about it, speak to family, friends, loved ones, speak to, if it's needed, professional services, including your GP, PA the House, and Samaritans, you know.
And how many lives has it been, on estimate, would you say, these past year?
This past year, the figures haven't been released yet. Last year, it was 352 people who lost their lives to suicide, you know.
And that was just
far too many. One life is too many in our eyes, you know. One life really is too many.
And the number could obviously be higher than that, because these are just, again, the reported figures.
Exactly. So as John mentions in the video, the actor John Connors, think about the people who are not declared suicide. Think about the people who haven't been declared it, you know, suicide. And what you say is correct. I mean, these are just the figures that were reported, you know.
And I believe you also got the singer Daniel O'Donnell as well to help take part in this.
That's correct. Daniel was absolutely delighted to help out in any way he could, and he did. He got him on board. Yeah,
and of course it is a good sign to help raise awareness and support, especially by getting well-known Irish names in the country as well. And as you said, of course, this time of year is kind of a bigger time of year that people need to be more aware. As you said, they tend to forget easier.
You know, you're 100% right there. Like, we tend to get so busy and so distracted and everything else, it builds up and it builds up, and then, you know, January can hit and we hear about people who have lost their lives through suicide and mental health issues, and, you know, it can cause shock in the new year as well, you know.
And would there be any, like, main reason that caused the suicide rate to be higher this time of the year?
I can't say whether it's higher this time of the year or not. I can just say that we feel that the message, on behalf of the campaign, we feel that the message is a little bit lost in the build-up to Christmas.
And we actually have here the ad that you sent out to us that we can actually play now for the listeners. And it is the actor John Connors himself speaking in it, I believe.
He is. John was absolutely very moved by, and he was very personally affected by his move that we got in contact with him, and he was delighted to get involved. Obviously he's been personally affected by suicide in his own family, and you can play it there for your listeners.
So here you go, folks. This is the Too Many Lives campaign with John Connors, Daniel O'Donnell, and I believe a few others.
Connors, too many lives have been affected by suicide in this country. I know personally from my own family and my poor father who passed away through suicide, and my own community, which has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Ireland now as a whole, it's going through the roof. It's an epidemic, and we really need to do something about it. I mean, our stats are crazy, but think about the amount of people who are not declared suicide. Think about the stigma that is still attached to suicide. Nowadays, we're good at talking about mental health, but we're not actually talking about it. And Christmas time and the holidays are probably the worst time of the year. A lot of people miss people who have gone, who have passed. There's a lot of drinking and taking drugs, and people are at their most vulnerable. So think about that at Christmas time. Think about the people you love, your family, your friends, and reach out to them. Make sure you're actually talking about mental health and talking about each other's problems. A problem halved is a problem shared.
Too many lives.
Too many lives.
Too many lives.
Too many lives.
Too many lives are lost and affected by mental health in Ireland every year.
This Christmas, please don't stay silent in your struggles.
Please talk to someone you trust.
Please don't stay silent.
Too many.
And that was the Too Many Lives campaign. Cottle, is there anywhere people can go about this to find out more information?
There is. There's. It's mainly kind of the Facebook platform is taken off at the moment there. That's where we published it, you know, with it being an online campaign. So if you just type in hashtag Too Many Lives, you'll be able to view the video there.
Listen, it's been great to have you on to talk real briefly about this, and especially at this time of the year, as you said, that it tends to be that people kind of forget about it due to everything else that goes on. But again, we're so gracious for you for getting in contact with us and being able to share this with us.
Thanks, Carol. And, you know, I would, you probably mentioned yourself, but we appreciate that it's a very sensitive and it's a complex issue, you know, mental health and suicide. And, you know, if anybody is affected by it, we'd urge them to encourage them to get in contact with the support services, including Peter House, Samaritans.
Listen, Cottle, thanks very much for taking some time here today to have a quick chat with me.
Thanks a million, Carl. If anything else you can do, let me know, okay?
I will indeed. Take care.